joy, they're now flooding my soul. I know my sin debt is paid. I'm forgiven of my sin, and I've been born again. Praise God, it's settled, I'm saved.
Praise God, what a wonderful peace I have found. It's settled, I know that my name's written down. I'm saved, I'm free, I'm no longer a slave. Praise God, it's settled, I'm saved.
Chapter 19. The Lord has laid a message on my heart heavy, and I'm really utterly dependent on the Holy Ghost to help me preach it. I really am. I'm dependent on the Holy Ghost to help me preach it. Sister Yvette, I want you to have that yellow mic in your hand, because we may stop a couple of times and just sing a little bit of hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you mind doing that for me? Sorry that you didn't have your right mic a while ago. Yours was set for you in the yellow, but nobody realized that they had the wrong one. It was just accident. Go with me to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. Everybody knows that, don't they? The last book of the Bible, chapter 19, verse 1. I want to preach this morning on a simple word. I never have preached on it that I remember, and that word is hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is spelled different in the New Testament. It's spelled without the H. Hallelujah. Well, it doesn't matter. It's the only word in the world that is the same in every culture, in every language, in every nation. Nowhere on the face of the earth is this word different than as we have it in the English, hallelujah or hallelujah. Sometimes they pronounce it differently, depending on the culture. I remember hearing Brother Ray Hughes announcing repeating some of the ways the word is said in different cultures where he'd been. And it was quite amazing to me. So the word hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have come to believe that this word is the highest expression of praise and adoration that you can give the Lord. I've come to believe that it's the top word, the top expression that declares the greatness of our God and how great He really is. But more than how great He is, how great you perceive Him as being. There's nothing good about praising a great God if you don't understand the greatness of God and you don't praise Him with that in your heart. I'm going to try this morning to preach about hallelujah. First, hallelujah, the joy of hallelujah. And second, I want to preach about hallelujah as an expression of the soul from within the human heart. Then I want to preach about the word hallelujah and the coming river. The great river of the Holy Ghost, already available, by the way. And then I want to talk about hallelujah in the language form of God. Hallelujah as a language proclaiming the greatness of God. And if I get to it, hallelujah and the lifestyle thereof. So the word hallelujah. And we read together the great book of Revelation chapter 19 verse 1. Now, after these things, I heard a great voice out of much people in heaven saying, alleluia. Same word now, hallelujah, hallelujah. Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. Notice what follows that word, hallelujah. Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are His judgments. For He hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of her servants at her hand. And again they said, alleluia. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. I like that. They said, alleluia. And the smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders, that's the whole raptured crowd, and the four beasts, that's all the angelic host, especially the seraphims and cherubims, fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, amen, alleluia again. And a voice came out of the throne saying, praise our God, all ye His servants, and ye that fear Him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty thundering. All of it was saying, alleluia for the Lord. Alleluia for the Lord. God omnipotent reigneth. God omnipotent reigneth. Now that's a picture of the glory going up to God as judgment falls upon the great whore in the time of the tribulation. That great religious expression that's corrupted the whole earth shall be judged by God Almighty. And God will judge it in its entirety and its completeness. And it will indeed be a great judgment. A great judgment. And then go with me, if you would, to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms. And let's go to chapter 149. 149. And I want to begin again with verse 1 and read you a verse or two. Okay? This is beautiful material. It's beautiful truth. I love it. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. And praise Him in the congregation of saints. God wants us to praise Him in the congregation of saints. He wants us to fill His name with our praise and our adoration. So He says to us, praise Him in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in Him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their God. Let them praise His name in the dance. Let them sing praise unto Him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. I preached on that verse a few days ago. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Now listen to this. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand. For we live in the day that this is what we need. The high praises of God in our mouth and the two-edged sword. That's this Bible in our hand. How about holding up your two-edged sword, will you? And how about saying with me, praise the Lord, as you hold up the two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, the word hallelujah simply means praise ye the Lord. That's the meaning of the very word, praise ye the Lord. And here we have in this great text a beautiful picture. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. How long has it been since you praised God with every ounce of your strength? How long has it been since you raised your voice as loud as you could get it and praised the Lord? That's what he's saying to us. He wants us to praise him with all we got. He wants us to praise him with all of our being. He wants us to praise him with all of our mind. That word hallelujah here translated into the words praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah is from the Greek and hallelujah is from the Hebrew. So that both words blend together in the Holy Bible. And all the nations of the world that know the Lord God Jehovah can say hallelujah together and understand each other and know we're talking to the same God. Amen. Somebody say amen, please. Hallelujah. And you may be seated. Now, let's just study this word a little bit this morning in this sermon. And let's get a new commitment for the praising of God. Let's get a new commitment. I'm kind of wondering, why there's never been much emphasis on the word hallelujah? Why we have followed so many other trains of thought and so many other ways of expression, and we've never developed among us the word hallelujah. We have a song that Sister Yvette's going to help us sing a little bit of, and it's the song Hallelujah. It's just simply hallelujah. And we sing it often with our teachers. It's a beautiful song. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful statement. I think I can say that hallelujah is one way of expressing the high praises of God. I think I can say that. Now, that's my own opinion. I'm not trying to quote any verse of the Bible in it. I'm just telling you that the word hallelujah is a marvelous word. And it does have within its ring that sound of the high praises of God, of the ultimate desire to lift up God so that the world knows we love our Father. We love our Jehovah God. We love our Creator. We love the one who made us. Now, let's talk first about the joy of hallelujahs. I'm not talking so much now just about the word. I'm talking about the expressions. I'm talking about the emotion, the feeling that comes with praising God and magnifying God and loving God. If you could know, and I see this in the Bible, if you could know how much your Father wants you to praise him, how much he wants you to love him, what does he say in the Bible? To love the Lord thy God with all thy what? Thy heart, thy mind, thy soul, thy strength. That's how much God wants us to love him. And I read in the book of 1 Corinthians how God talks about the Holy Ghost shedding abroad the love of God in our hearts. The Holy Ghost shedding abroad the love of God in our hearts. I think I can tell you that one of the purposes of the Holy Ghost in your life is to fill you with praise, to fill you with adoration, to fill you with the expressions of your love for him, and to overwhelm you with the praising of the Lord God Jehovah, whose you are and who made you and whom you serve. Hallelujah. I declare to you this morning that hallelujah is a way of praising God with all that's in you. And I've been practicing all week. God, help me to learn how to say hallelujah and it ring out of my heart and be like a great explanation with a high sound of adoration to my God whom I love and whom I serve. I want to praise Him. Can you raise your hand if you want to praise Him? Can you say with all your heart, hallelujah? Can you say that, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah? Oh, the joy of praising God. The Bible makes it plain that when you praise God and when you love God, it brings the hand of God into your life and it makes God desirous of doing something special for you. In the book of Psalms, division 37, verse 4, it says, delight thyself in the Lord, and He will give thee the desires of thine heart. Did you hear that? Delight thyself in the Lord, and He will give thee the desires of thine heart. God wants to satisfy every real need in your life. God is the Father who careth for you. Hallelujah. He careth for you. He has an abundant supply of everything you need. There is no virus in heaven. There is no run on the banks in heaven. There is no end of the sufficiency of heaven. I'm here to tell you that God is still sufficient in all things. He still delights in you. He delights in loving you and ministering to you. And if you'll delight in Him, that delight will meet together and to be a bombshell of praise and adoration and thanksgiving. Amen. When your praise reaches up and touches the praise of God and the two praises lock together in Holy Ghost graces, something wonderful will happen in your life. I'm here to tell you this morning, the praise of God will do more to change your emotions and to change your heart and mind and set. It'll put something in you that's sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. It's full of glory. It's full of grace. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say, I want to praise Him. I want to praise Him. I want to magnify Him. I want to exalt Him. I want to lift Him up. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. That first one came out automatic. I didn't think. Hallelujah. Oh, He's a God of majesty and glory. If your ways please the Lord, He'll make even your enemies to be at peace with you. That's another great statement of the Holy Bible. Oh, there's just something in this Bible that makes it plain. You can't delight yourself in what's God's. You can't delight yourself in the things of heaven. You can't delight yourself in the promises of the great King and not be blessed. Hallelujah. There's a joy in hallelujah that every believer needs. I think I can say the greatest need in this hour is for the saints of God to raise an anthem of praise. How many of you will raise your hand up high and you'll say with all your heart, hallelujah to my God. Hallelujah to my God. Hallelujah to my God. I want you to know when you quit praising God, you start dying. I want you to know when you quit praising God, you start dying. I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about spiritually. When you quit praising God, something begins to go backward in your spiritual life. And you lose your joy. And you have no excitement about going to church because you've quit praising God. But you come back and you start praising. You start praising. Start loving Him with all that's in your heart. Magnify Him with everything you got. I'm going to tell you something. Something will start happening. Something will start turning over in your minds. Something will start turning over in your heart. And all of a sudden, you'll say, where did that come from? How did I get a feeling like that? How did I get such joy? I just got. I'll tell you how. You started blessing the name of God. He's Jehovah. He's the God Almighty. He's the mighty Creator. He is sending His Son shortly to get His bride. Oh, there's some exciting things things in the heart of God, and we're going to see them in these days to come. You may think it's too bad for anything good to happen. I'm telling you, the best always comes out of the worst. The best always comes out of the worst. When the world gets the darkest, the light of God shines the brightest. Hallelujah. And the light, the light's fixing to shine, church. That light's fixing to shine, church. I know it. I don't have any doubt. I don't think I could survive if I didn't know the light's fixing to shine. I really don't. Now, hallelujah, joy. There's hallelujah in joy, and there's joy in hallelujah. It's a combination experience when you begin to bless the name of the Lord. So delight thyself in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of thine heart. I love that verse about the high praises of God. I love it. It says, let the high praises of God be in thy mouth. If I would just give you a chance, one by one, to stand up and do your best to magnify God with the high praises, what would you do? How many of you would have enough passion after God to stand up and to declare how much you love him? I want you to know this morning, I have never loved God more than I love him today. I love him with all of my heart. My prayer's never been sweeter. I love him. I love him. I love him. I want him to know, and I want to learn how. Brother Dry used to be wonderful about the high praises of God. And I remember many times through the years in the church when the high praise of God would settle down over the whole congregation. But I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that in some time. I've never prayed more in my life. And I'm saying, why, God? Why don't we see it? And God says, stand still and see the salvation of God. Just wait on me. I got my moment coming. I got my hour coming. I'm about to visit. I'm about to come. Hallelujah. Oh, there's so many that he's going to find off somewhere in some place that got no business when he shows up. But I'm going to be right here in the middle when he shows up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, remember, the high praises of God is joyful, and it fills the heart with joy. And if there's anything men and women of God ought to do, is they ought to praise the Lord. You ought to be full of praise. Nothing should ever shut up your mouth in praising God and magnifying God. Real hallelujah is a wonderful thing. So praise him with all your heart this morning. Praise him with all your heart. Now, I want to move a little further. I want to talk about the soul in praise and adoration. You see, so much of worship today is nothing but physical, nothing but emotion, nothing but music, nothing but noise. How many understand that? I mean, that's a testimony you hear from everywhere you look. Everybody's talking about it. That so much of church life is just a big bunch of noise. No, you got the right lights flickering, and you've turned off the main lights, and you got the stage set up as a drama team, and you got everything happening that has to do with emotions, that speaks to the physical, that speaks to the flesh, but nothing there is of soulical power. Nothing comes out of here. I don't want to praise God out of my hands and with my feet and with my mouth. I want to praise him out of my heart. So let's talk about hallelujah from the soul, from the heart. Hallelujah that brings him glory and brings him honor. And the Bible is very powerful about what this kind of praise can do for your life. Go with me, if you would, to the book of Romans. The book of Romans. A great chapter in this holy Bible, a great book, I should say, in this holy book. The book of Romans, chapter 8. And go to verse 11. Romans 8 and verse 11. Listen. And if Christ be in you, we're going to read 10 first. The body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell, notice, in you. Dwell in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Now I want you to notice the movement here. Something happens inside the heart. Something happens inside the soul. Something happens inside the individual. And it explodes out. It explodes out and quickens the mortal body. Now I want you to hear that. What's inside explodes out and quickens the mortal body. If the Spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body. Emotions for God never start with the flesh. They start in the Spirit and in the soul. And then they explode out through the flesh. And here is a picture of a man, a woman who's full of the Holy Ghost. They've given themselves to the work of the Spirit of God. And so there's an explosion that takes place as they yield themselves to the Holy Spirit. And it literally quickens the mortal body. This old body. You know, I don't know about you, but I go to the grocery store and I look up at people's face and they look like they're dying a slow death. I've never seen so much gloom in my life. Has anybody else noticed everybody's gloomy? Let me see your hand. If you notice, everybody's gloomy. Everybody's all sad. Everybody's all out of kilter. I mean, it's pitiful. It's terrible. I traded Trader Joe. And they finally let the crowds back in there until it's as full as it's ever been. But everybody looks miserable. Everybody looks like they're dying a slow death. It breaks my heart to go. I don't even like it. I don't even want to go, but I got to have groceries. But I'm here to tell you, when you got this Spirit of Jesus on the inside and you got the hallelujahs flowing out of your heart and out of your mind, it quickens the mortal body. It quickens the mortal body. Your hands shoot up and your lips begin to praise and your feet begin to little dance. How long has it been since you danced in the Holy Ghost, huh? How long has it been since your joy was so overwhelming that you couldn't stay in your seat? Are you listening to me this morning? I'm talking about hallelujah. I'm talking about the hallelujah of the soul coming up out of you, coming up out of your very being, flooding you like a river, flooding you with grace and beauty, and you begin to love him and praise him and honor him and magnify him and exalt him. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody else say hallelujah. Somebody stand up and say hallelujah. Will you do it real quick? Stand up and say hallelujah. Stand up and say hallelujah. Stand up and praise the Lord God Almighty, the great Jehovah. Praise him with all you got. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Brother Jerry, this hallelujah is sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. This hallelujah is richer. Oh, you're ready to praise him. I can tell. Raise your hands and praise him with all you got. Hallelujah out of the soul. If the Spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body. I wish I could see somebody jump a little bit. I wish I could see somebody take a run in the Holy Ghost. Oh, I remember how it was when the church was on fire. Hallelujah, Sister Carmen. I got a call from the other Sister Carmen in Puerto Rico yesterday. She's starving for this. She's starving for this. You may be seated. That other Sister Carmen are friends with Sister Marilyn, I believe, and Sister Carmen. And she's gone to Puerto Rico. And she called yesterday hungering for this old Pentecostal way. Does anybody love it when the hallelujahs of God come in? All right, let's go now. Hallelujah joy and hallelujah from the soul. Now let's go to hallelujah in the river. There's a river coming. I said there's a river coming. How many believe there's a river coming? Does anybody believe there's a river coming? I want to tell you something. There is a river coming. If you don't believe it, you go to John chapter 7 with me. John chapter 7 and go to verse 38. John chapter 7, verse 38. John 7, verse 38. Listen now, would you? He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Anybody read that? Did you hear me read it? Jesus said this now. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now you talk about a hallelujah. I want you to know this coming river is a hallelujah river. You can doubt it. You can say, Brother Chambers, you're off on a tangent. You say what you want to, but I've read the Bible. I've read what the scripture said. I've read Ezekiel 47. I've read here John chapter 7, verse 38, I'm sorry. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. How many of you have enough faith to believe for that river? How many of you have enough faith to believe for that river? I mean, let me see. Do you really have enough faith to believe for that river? How many of you would like to be a river full of life flowing from the Holy Ghost? The hallelujah of a river. The hallelujahs of a river. I believe with all my heart that river is so near to striking this church until it's going to be one morning, one evening at some beautiful time, and he's going to invade this very building. Hallelujah. And the house of God's going to tremble, and God's people are going to be filled with a river. That day is coming, church. A river of hallelujah. A hallelujah river. A hallelujah. The Bible says in Ezekiel, everything it touches is going to live. Maybe an old dead head hadn't been on fire for God in so long. They keep coming to church longing and empty and a little careless maybe. And finally something happens and that river comes flooding through the church and it strikes them. I tell you what, there'll be people who will absolutely act insane. I've never seen it fail. When a Holy Ghost revival comes, you have some people who just turn loose and finally let out a shout. You go to Acts chapter 3 and you find the man who was healed at the beautiful gate. The Holy Ghost didn't make him shout and go into the city dancing and shouting. His joy made him do it. He had got something from God. He got a hold of that river. You know what? He got a hold of that river. And when that river got a hold of him, he went running through the church shouting and dancing and praising God. And some of you are going to do that. Some of you are finally going to move. Some of you are finally going to get over being so deadhead. And the fire of God's going to take a hold of you. Hallelujah. And I'm going to shout while I watch you. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody help me know that the river is coming. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of waters. And you know what he goes on to say? This he spake of the Spirit. The river source is the Holy Ghost, Brother Derek. The river source is not somebody singing a pretty song. The river source is not beautiful music coming off of the piano. The river source is not some great soloist who can absolutely stir you to the core. That river source is Jesus Christ and the mighty Holy Ghost. And he said it would be like a river flooding through your soul. Hallelujah. This river is coming as sure as my name is Brother Chambers. I can't wait. I wanted to go with Brother Butt when he left last night. But I wouldn't go if I thought. And don't go, because I'm thinking about that river. Hallelujah. I want to see that river first. Brother Buck wanted to see. He had his own river. Brother Buck had his own river. You could never find him when he wasn't praying in the Holy Ghost. I've never seen a person in my life like him praying in the Holy Ghost. I hated to lose him for that reason. I really did. I mean, we need people who are so full of the Holy Ghost until they constantly, like a river. Do you know, I've noticed through the years, the church will have one person. I remember a man, I can't remember his name right now, but he made every service a blessing. He made every service wonderful. He'd be shouting and praising God when nobody else could move. We need two or three like that. What would happen in this church if I could get two or three of you so full of the Holy Ghost? I don't mean show off. I don't mean having to be the center of attention. I just mean worshiping God until it flows out of you on a regular basis. Let me see the hand of somebody who would like to be that person. Anybody? Yeah, a few of you. I tell you what, he won't do it for show. He won't do it just to make you the center of attention. He'll do it to exalt the Lord. So, a river of hallelujahs. A river of hallelujahs. God wants you to live in the hallelujah and in the river. There's not a person here that God doesn't want to fill you with this river. There's not a person here that cannot live in this hallelujah river. I don't care how dead you've been, how long it's been since you prayed in the Holy Ghost. I don't care how seldom you really pray through to the Spirit praise. God is calling you to a river of Holy Ghost hallelujahs. God is calling you to get on fire. God is calling you to get full of this joy and this strength and this life. He's calling you, church. Who's going to move? Is anybody? Is anybody going to get on fire like never before? I'm calling you to get on fire like never before. I'm calling you to get so full of God that you walk in the church with a hallelujah coming out of your lips. I'm calling you to get close to Him. Close to Him. Well, let's go. I can at least take time for one more scripture, I think, in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. Wonderful passage of truth. Wonderful passage of truth. Well, I have to take a moment here to figure this thing out. Hallelujah. I'll be there in a minute. Oh, God is faithful. God is faithful. Go with me if you would, please. Go with me if you would, please. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. I love this particular book of the Bible. Hallelujah. Give me just a moment. I'm on my way. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 1. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. I like that. Follow after charity, desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. Now listen, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Now I want to talk a moment about the hallelujah in our language. The hallelujah in our language. Now, let's take a moment. There is such a thing as the language of angels. The Bible speaks to them in 1 Corinthians 13. There's such a thing as the languages of the world. They're called unknown tongues. Unknown tongues. There's such a thing as unknown tongues, which is the language. Well, I made a mistake there. The languages of the world are not called unknown tongues. They're called other tongues. Other tongues. But there's a language that's called unknown tongues. That's the language of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Now, let me read it to you again. He that speaketh in unknown tongues speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants his church to be full of Holy Ghost anointing and Holy Ghost unction until there's some saints of God who speak in unknown tongues, not just other tongues. Everybody that has the baptism of Holy Ghost speaks in other tongues, but only some certain folks speak in unknown tongues. And when you speak in an unknown tongue, nobody understandeth you. You don't understand yourself, but God can give you the interpretation. That's what the book says. That's what the word says. Now, I want you to think for a moment what the language of the Holy Ghost can do in you to fill you with the hallelujahs and the praises of God Almighty. God didn't send His Holy Ghost just to give you chill bumps running up and down your spine. God didn't just give you the Holy Ghost for a little ecstasy occasionally. God gave you the mighty Holy Ghost that you would become a voice of praise and adoration, and that the high praises of God and the anointings of the Holy Ghost would flow from you and out of you, and that you would stir God's church to Holy Ghost revival. Woo! Hallelujah! So he that speaketh an unknown tongue is hallelujah in God. That's what you're doing. When you move in spiritual life unto where you speak in unknown tongues, you are praising God with every ounce of your inner being. And you are bringing glory and honor and blessing before the name of the Lord. And the church will hear it. And there will be a moving and a warming of the hearts of God's people as they listen and see the visitation of God's Holy Ghost. So there is a hallelujah in our tongue when the Holy Ghost has possession of our bodies. How many of you want to be full of the Holy Ghost until these gifts will flow out of you? I'm telling you, as nothing as wonderful as God's Holy Ghost coming upon you. I say often when I'm praying, Holy Ghost, if you didn't help me pray today, I would just have to go home. Many times I know not what I should pray for as I ought. That's what the Bible says. I know not what I should pray for as I ought, but the Holy Ghost maketh intercessions for me with groanings which cannot be uttered. Oh, church, the greatest need of the hour is to get back to being a Pentecostal church. Do you know there are plenty of Pentecostal churches that don't allow speaking in tongues in their congregation anymore? Did you know that? Pentecostal churches who do not allow speaking in tongues in the congregation anymore. And even those that allow it very seldom see it. And when they do see it, it's just a little gibbery. It's just a little something somebody echoed and memorized from years ago when there was fire in their camp, when there was fire in their heart. I'm telling you, God's trying to bring us back to a Holy Ghost-filled life and a Holy Ghost-filled church where we are so anointed and so full of the Holy Ghost that our language takes on the hallelujahs of God. You get a church full of the Holy Ghost. Sister Frances had a dream a few weeks ago after a lesson on Wednesday night. And she dreamt that the Holy Ghost fell on this church. And everybody was speaking in tongues. Am I saying it right, Frances? Everybody was speaking in tongues. Oh, you say, we don't need that. Oh, yes, we do need that. There's some of you that hadn't spoken in tongues in so long, it's almost going to scare you when it takes a hold of you again. You need to get a hold of God, and this place needs to be full of the Holy Ghost. Sister Vet, you agree with me? I know. We talked about it this week. The greatest need of the hour is an outpouring of God's Holy Ghost, and the language of the Holy Ghost will be full of hallelujahs and praises and adoration. I tell you, the Holy Ghost doesn't come to glorify you. He comes to glorify the Father and to glorify the Son. Hallelujah. And so the language, somebody stand up with me, would you? Hallelujah. God wants to fill this church with the Holy Ghost. God wants to fill this church with the hallelujahs in our language. I'm crying out to you this morning. I really am. God help us to get so full of the Holy Ghost that we can know that we are Holy Ghost filled church. Everybody stand with me, would you? I'm not going to go to that next point, but I want you to understand hallelujah is a biblical expression. A praise to God. And you can say praise you the Lord, same thing, but there's something about the word hallelujah that has a heavenly ring. Has a heavenly ring. When I read in Revelation 19 of even the cherubims and the angels, and I read of them all saying hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm ready to join. Let me tell you something. At the funeral, whenever it is, I plan to preach on Hallelujah Lindsay. Hallelujah, Lindsay. He was a hallelujah, Lindsay, was he not? He was a man so full of the Holy Ghost. He'd sit back there when we were having church when he came, and he was so full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I need to be careful right here. But I look back through the years of being a pastor. Let me tell you, there's one crowd of people that a pastor never has one iota of problems with. That's the crowd full of the Holy Ghost and hallelujahs. Think Arlen Clark. Think Lucille Mumford. Think Yvette. Think any one of you. Do you ever remember a problem with anybody that was running over with the Holy Ghost? How many problems do you remember having with Holy Ghost filled people? Huh? You mean you've never had none? You know, the problem in the church is not with Holy Ghost filled people. It's with somebody who used to be full of the Holy Ghost. Somebody who used to pray in the Spirit. Somebody who used to be full of God. I've been having problems with preachers for the last months. What's wrong? Well, yeah, they got tired of me pushing them to pray more and to get on their knees 2 and 3 hours a day and to pray with all they had. It can disturb people, but you won't have any problems with Holy Ghost filled people. No, sirree. No, sirree. Won't be an ounce of problem. Raise your hand with me now, will you? Lord, I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. Can you tell him that? God's going to fill Jared Clark with the Holy Ghost. I believe that with all my heart, Brother Jared. God's getting you ready to make you a blessing to this church. This church needs young men like you, full of the Holy Ghost. Brother Marlon works long, hard hours on his job and long, hard hours up here. And I don't know what I'd do without him. I really don't. But more of you have that capacity. Hard work. Yes, it's God's business. But prayer is the most important. Hallelujah. I'm hungry for my hallelujahs to grow. I'm hungry, Sister Hope, for my hallelujahs to take over. I really am. I'm hungry. Let's all of us together throw our hearts wide open and say, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Throw your heart wide open. God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. God, fill Brother Robert with the Holy Ghost. Say, Sister Mary, I believe you're going to say.
I was alone in the darkness. I could not find my way.
My name is in the book of my sins.
Yeah, glory.